Well, I think we're live. Hi, guys. Hello and happy Thursday. Happy National Day of Prayer. So there you are. Hi, guys. How's everybody doing today? It's Thursday and it's National Day of Prayer for us here in the United States. And it's an exciting day for us to come together. I'm so happy that I'm here at the prayer wall. And I'm going to spend some time here after our TAM talks at the wall, praying for our nation and our president and for a cure for COVID-19. So it's a safe, great place to be here on the National Day of Prayer. So I just want to welcome you guys as you're hopping on today. And we have a lot of exciting things to talk about. I've so appreciated our time together through these TAM talks, and I'm going to ask you guys to continue to share these. It's a great time for us to come together, to be like-minded in prayer and in just honest conversation. So as you guys are getting on, hello, Sandy. Hi, Lisa. It's just there's just a sense of peace today over our country, knowing that so many people are praying and so many people are believing God for miracles. So I just gonna, as you guys are getting on, I just want to greet you guys. And many of you are hopping on right now, just excited and anticipation for what God is getting ready to do in our nation. We have been praying. We have been asking for revival. And I believe that God has heard our voice and he is positioning us for one of the greatest awakenings and outpouring of the Spirit. So I'm so excited about that. Okay, let me take a moment real quickly as you guys are getting on. As you know, we have been highlighting the mini series that I did on hearing from the Holy Spirit. And if you've not downloaded that mini series yet, you can go to my website, TammyHotsonPillar.com. Go to the tab that says mini series on the Holy Spirit, and it's a free download for you. And when you do that, you'll enter a drawing for my book, The Park. If you already have the book, it's a great opportunity to send it to someone who just needs to read a romance novel with the Holy Spirit. So some great giveaways, some free things for you. Make sure that you have enrolled in that 5-part series on the Holy Spirit. We need to hear from the Holy Spirit like we never have before. We need to be attuned with our ear and our heart and our mind toward the Holy Spirit. And this 5-part video series will help you know how to engage with the Holy Spirit. So hello, Michelle. Good to see you. If you guys will take a moment and just take that little tab that says share or start a watch party and invite people to this page. Today is a day that we're going to pray together. And as many people as we can get to come on for the next few moments together to pray with us is so important. So if you'll help me to just spread the word right now that we're praying together as a nation, as a body of believers, as the church. So invite your friends to join us now. All right, guys, I want to get started because we have a lot to talk about today. And what I did in my discovery and my reading and research was I went back and I started to ask myself, when did the National Day of Prayer begin? And I tried to get a little history behind the National Day of Prayer. So I want to give you a little bit of that. I'm going to give you some headlines, some that are encouraging, some that unfortunately are discouraging. And we're going to pray about that and talk about that. But the National Day of Prayer is Thursday today, May 7th. And it actually was a day observed, started actually in 1952 as a year, the first Thursday of the month of May, that we would come together and we would pray. So every president has called on us to pray the first Thursday of the month of May. But what you may not know that is prayer is part of our history. Now listen, I just want to give you a history lesson in case you have forgotten some of this or you did not know. Because before 1952, we can go back as far as 1775 when the Continental Congress, Congress issued a proclamation saying a day of public humiliation, fasting, and prayer be observed. So listen to me. Prayer is a part of the history of America. Listen, because we are forgetting as a nation where we come from, where we came from. We have forgotten that we're a country that was based on prayer. We're a country that believes in prayer. In 1795, George Washington proclaimed a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. On May 9th in 1798, John Adams declared this day a solemn day of humility, fasting, and prayer. On March 3rd, Abraham Lincoln signed in a resolution during the Civil War, which called on April 30th, a day of fasting and prayer. So you guys, listen to me. This isn't just something new that we've decided to do as a nation. Every president has called on us to pray. So we have to be a people of prayer. This year's theme that our president and his council have called us to is a theme to pray for God's glory across the earth. So you may be seeing all kinds of posts today for National Day of Prayer, and that's what it is. Pray for God's glory across the earth. And it's based on Habakkuk 2:4. Habakkuk 2:4. Now, I'm going to ask you guys just to stay with me for a few minutes of teaching and that you would take some notes because, listen, we need to be well-versed. We need to be educated. When we post things on Facebook or on Instagram, when we make a stand and we make a statement, we need to know what we're saying and why we're saying it. We need to stand with authority and we need to stand with conviction. So we need to know that the theme for this year, 2020, is to pray God's glory across the earth based on Habakkuk 2:14. And this is the verse. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, and the waters will cover the sea. So you have to understand right now that our president and our government is calling us to pray, and they're praying this passage over us right now. You guys, I took some time and began to just read through Habakkuk, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute, but I'm going to give you some things that I want you to think about. I just read an article. I printed it because I wanted to make sure that I said it accurately. It came out in the LA Times, and here's what it says. As Californians awoke on Monday morning to a cascade of new state and local restrictions, very bad news came from Wall Street. Now, remember, this is the LA Times. So I know how I feel about the LA Times. You need to know how you feel about the LA Times. But here's what they say. And they were really dissing on the president. They said, President Trump lamely tweeted, God bless the USA. Just 2 days earlier, he had similarly declared a national day of prayer for all Americans. And then they said this, prayer and blessings are all well and good, but much more than that obviously is necessary. Hey, when you think that more is necessary than prayer, when you think that prayer isn't powerful, when you think that it isn't the first thing that we do as a nation, that's where your first problem is. You guys, we are in a day of lawlessness. It's something that Pastor Phil has been talking about quite a bit. And his book talks about lawlessness. And many of you awoke this morning to the story, and it just broke my heart, of Ahmaud Arbery. And I want to read you this. Because his life was taken from him when he was out jogging. Two gunmen shot him and killed him. And you know, I've been reading some things it said, and it really alarmed me. It said, well, maybe we don't know the full story. But the point is, whether you know the full story or not, what about the fact that this young boy's life was taken in cold blood while he was out jogging? And when we begin to take law into our own hands, that's when a nation begins to fall. And you guys, we have to understand that right now we are falling away from righteousness. We are falling away from what the Word of God says. We're taking righteousness into our own hands. And we need to pray deeply, deeply pray for this family and this young boy, and that really righteousness would be upheld. So there's something I really want to talk to you about right now. And I feel like it's, let me just give you this verse right here. I love this. This is something the president said today. It was talking about the National Day of Prayer. And he said, on this National Day of Prayer, Americans reaffirm that prayer guides and strengthens our nation. And we express with humility and gratitude our firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. As one nation under God, we share a legacy of faith that sustains and inspires us, and a heritage of religious liberty. Today, we join together and we lift up our hearts, remembering the words in 1 John 5:14 that tells us, when we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Those are the words of our president. And we've got to uphold righteousness. We've got to uphold the word of God. So I want to take a moment before we go to prayer. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this book of Habakkuk. I love that they've chosen this verse in Habakkuk. And it's just a beautiful verse. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea. But I think we'd be remiss if we didn't take a moment to study what the prophet Habakkuk was saying before he penned these words. And it's a beautiful passage. You may want to go and read it yourself. And it really convicted me today when I spent some time reading it. But Habakkuk, the prophet, presents his argument to God. And he's coming to God and he's going, God, I don't get it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like Habakkuk. I don't get it right now, God. I don't get how all of this unrighteousness and lawlessness and sin in our nation can continue. And this prophet comes to God and here's what he says. How long, Lord, must I call for your help and you don't listen? Or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why, you have made me to look at injustice. So he's crying out the same way we are about injustice with what's happening in our country and in our world. Why do you tolerate wrongdoing, Habakkuk asked God. Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict. Therefore, law is paralyzed. It's like he's writing in our day. It's like Habakkuk is writing for us in 2020. He says, lawlessness is on every corner. And we have been paralyzed, he says, and justice does not prevail. Listen, the wicked hem in the righteous so that the just is perverted. That's how I read this story today. It's all over social media. It's all in the news. It's like injustice is prevailing and righteousness is being crippled and caged and hemmed in. And then the Lord answers this prophet and he says, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, Habakkuk, for I am doing a work in your day you would not believe if told. We love to quote that verse, but what the verse is talking about, he's talking to a prophet who's complaining to God and saying, God, how long will you let injustice, how long will you let unrighteousness prevail? When will you do something, God? And he says, watch and be astounded. I am working. And then Habakkuk goes on and he says, your eyes are too pure, O Lord, to look upon evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherousness of men? Why are you silent and wicked when the wicked swallow up? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than them? Habakkuk goes on, he says, I will stand my watch and on my station, and I will look and see what you say to me and how you will answer me with this complaint. And I was thinking today, guys, as I'm reading this, when I read the Bible, I have to ask myself, how does this apply to me? And I'm crying out, God, how long, how long, how long will you let unrighteousness? How long will you let injustice? How long can we live in sin and totally live in this obscure world that we live in? What's happening? COVID-19, something doesn't add up here, God. And I'm just like Habakkuk. I'm going, God, how long? And then he answers again. The Lord replies, write down the revelation that you see, Habakkuk. Write this down and make it plain on tablets so that those who run will hear it. For the revelation awaits for an appointed time. It speaks and its end will not be false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will come. And he's saying, get ready. I'm doing something. I am in the wait. Wait for me. And I think for us who are here for this National Day of Prayer, we are saying, God, we're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. God, will you work? Will you work? We are like Habakkuk. We're saying, God, do something. And here's what he said. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by faith. Indeed, this is so good. Listen, indeed, wine betrays him. And how many people have used wine and alcohol during this time of COVID-19 to cope? And here he's the prophet says, wine will betray him. He is arrogant and he will never rest because he is greedy, just as greedy as the grave. And like death, he will never be satisfied. He gathers to himself all the nations and he takes captive all the people. So this verse that we have chosen for our National Day of Prayer, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge and the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, as found in Habakkuk. And I just think that it would be beneficial for us to go back and read and read and reread this passage in Habakkuk and realize this prophet one who was calling on God, this prophet who said, God, how long will you tarry? How long will you linger? Will you make us a righteous nation again? So in our time together, as you guys are on right now, I'd love to hear what you're saying. It's so important for you to write in things. And I know Rachel's on the other end responding to your prayers and responding to your responses, but we have to pray. We have to pray for our nation. We have to pray for our president. And I want to spend more time in prayer today. I think it's important that we pray together. You know, there's some big decisions being made right now. My husband, actually, Pastor Phil, is at a meeting with over 1,000 churches that are appealing to our governor, Governor Newsom. We're asking him to open our doors by May 31st. We are appealing. We want to be smart. We understand we need to continue social distancing and mask and gloves where they're required. But guys, there's no reason that we can't come together. And I've said to you over and over, it doesn't make sense. This isn't logical. My husband this morning, he and I were having coffee together. We went back and we began to look at all the pandemics over the last 100 years in our nation. And there have been pandemics equal to and greater than what's going on with COVID-19. More people have died through previous pandemics than have died through this one. And we do not minimize anyone who has lost his life, anyone who's been affected by COVID-19 at all. We pray for a cure and we pray for comfort over those who have lost loved ones. That's not a part of our conversation. Of course, this is serious. Of course, we're in a pandemic, but it doesn't make sense how it has shut us down. It doesn't make sense how it is taking our nation with fear. It doesn't make sense. There it is, a spirit behind this that we have to pray for, that we would have a sound mind, that we would not have a spirit of fear, that we would come together. Yes, we want to pray for a cure, but something's not right. It has shut us down. It has literally crippled us as a society. And the only thing that will wake us up is the awakening of reasoning, the awakening of reasoning. And I'm just going to talk a few moments as we get ready to go into prayer. We've got to pray that the spirit of deception, that the spirit of the enemy be broken off of us, that we would not walk in fear, that we would not walk in suspicion, but God, we would wake up and rise up. We want to take authority over this. We take authority over it in our mind, begin to think differently, speak differently, see differently. Do you realize your mind will follow your emotions? Your mind will follow your emotions. So if you're fearful and if you're angry, that's exactly where your emotions will follow. So we have to pray today, along with our leaders, along with our churches, along with our brothers and sisters. Yeah, first of all, I find it sad that we're only praying one day a year, but at least we're getting everyone to think about this day. So on this National Day of Prayer, we call for you to pray. And I'm going to ask you right now, just wherever you are right now, begin to pray out. Let's begin to pray for our president. And then we're going to pray for our pastors and our churches. We're going to pray for our cure. And we're going to pray for a revival in our country. Holy Spirit of the living God, the one God, Jehovah God, we pray for power. We pray for anointing. We pray for clarity as we come together as your church and as your people today, May 7th, 2020, the National Day of Prayer here in the United States of America. We join together in one voice to pray over the President of the United States of America. We pray that you would protect him. We pray you would give him wisdom and understanding. We pray that you would put a watchman over his mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of his lips. We pray that he would speak truth, that he would be a man of integrity and righteousness and the word of God. God, we pray that he would be a leader like he's never been a leader before, that the power of the Holy Spirit would come over him and God would anoint him and would lead him as he leads us. God, we pray that you would quiet the voices of the enemy, whether it be the media, whether it be mankind, whoever would come against the voice of the Holy Spirit, we pray you would shut that voice and quiet that voice. God, we pray over the media, God. There is a frenzy. There is a fear over the media. God, we pray you would shut their mouths and you would shut the media. God, that we would not walk under a spirit of fear, that we would rise up over COVID-19. We pray for a cure in Jesus' name over COVID-19. We pray for scientists, and we pray for those who have a spirit of intuition that would understand how to find a vaccine that would kill this virus in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we also want to pray over the families that have been affected. We pray for every family that has lost a loved one through COVID-19. We pray for the spirit of a calm heart, a spirit of peace and serenity and comfort to fall over those families. God, we pray for those right now who have COVID-19. God, that you would heal them. You would heal their lungs. You would heal their bodies. You would allow them to breathe deep and breathe in the Holy Spirit of the living God. We would hear resurrection power. We'd hear miracle stories of people that are healed in Jesus' name. God, we pray for a spirit of revival over our nation. God, we need a second great awakening. We need to wake up as the country of the United States of America. God, your power is greater than any president. Your power is greater than any governor. Your power is greater than any mayor or any civic leader. In Jesus' name, we pray that there would be a power, a spirit, a revival. God, your Holy Spirit would sweep over us, that we'd find ourselves on our face before you. God, as we just read this passage in Habakkuk, we cry out like the prophet cried out, "Oh Lord, how long will you tarry? How long will you look at injustice? How long will you look at sin?" God, would you just revive us? God, give us a heart of repentance. Give us a heart of humility. As we read through all of these former presidents and these leaders from years past, they called for humility and righteousness to lead and guide the land. And Father, that's what we pray for. God, forgive us of our sin. Forgive us of our arrogance. Forgive us of our bad attitudes and our jealousy. God, would you lead us? Would you purify our hearts in Jesus' name? God, I want to pray for the churches in Jesus' name. Would you give us backbone? Would you give us backbone as leaders of the church? God, right now, as we're making an appeal to our governor, over 1,000 churches in California right now are making an appeal to our governor that we would open our doors May 31st. So we pray right now that our doors would be open and we're unified as the body of Christ, the church of Christ, that we would rise up. God, wake us up. Wake us up in Jesus' name. And we want to pray that we continue to be the church. Father, this Sunday for Mother's Day, I pray that as people are coming for drive-in church and that we smile and we love one another. God, we're not going to be silenced and we will not stop. We are the church. It grieves my heart that it's been said by some of our leaders that the church is just a social endeavor. We are not a social endeavor. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been established by Jesus Christ. And he said the church could not be stopped, that we would prevail. So Father, I pray that over our services on Sunday for Mother's Day, that we would come and we would rally and we would worship. Father, I pray for everyone on this call right now, and we are gathered together. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Our voices are unified. Our voices stand together in solidarity that we pray together. So Father, we join with our president in this verse that your glory and your honor would cover the earth and that you would be magnified. Father, we've got to humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves. And there's so many of us, Father, who call ourselves Christians that need to seek your face in humility. So in the name of Jesus, I pray that in a powerful way. As I sit at this wall, there is power in the name of Jesus. So we pray for miracles. We pray for anointing. We pray for new songs. We pray that we would memorize scripture. We pray that we'd be filled and anointed with the Holy Spirit. So we pray, oh, living God, work a fresh work in our lives. Father, we love you and we praise you. We honor you and we recognize you as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this day of prayer in our nation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Ooh, I'm going to fall off my chair here. I'm so excited about what God is doing. And for those of you that have just jumped on later, I started our talk together by giving you some dates where previous presidents have come together. And this is something we do as a nation. The National Day is a prayer, something we do as a nation. Let's not forget that we were birthed and bathed in prayer. Seek God. Seek him. Get on your face. Get on your own face. Get on your knees. Open up your Bible. Put on some praise music. Get alone with God. Spend some time today. Go on a prayer walk. Pray revival over our nation. Pray protection over our leaders, that they would not even make their own decisions, but they would make God's decision. We need a mighty revival in our land. We need a supernatural breath of the Holy Spirit over our country. So I thank you for joining me today for this National Day of Prayer. And I just really want to beseech you, I want to encourage you and beg you to continue to pray throughout the day that God would work a mighty work in our nation. So I want to take a moment here. I know a lot of you are saying things right now, and thank you for being here. Love you guys. God has anointed our president. Amen. And let's pray for him. Amen. Sandy says amen and amen. Thank you so much. Rosio, I will read through this as the Holy Spirit speaks to me. Great. The book of Habakkuk, please, please. And guys, please share this. Share this. Feed with your friends. We've got to pray. We've got to talk about prayer. We've got to pray together. Amen and amen. Cheryl, so good to have you on, praying for open doors. Amen. And an open heaven. Yes, yes. And as I shared with you, I was in the LA Times today, and there's just not a sense of the power of prayer or just the respect for prayer. And it grieves my heart. You know, the media is trying to stir us up. The media is trying to get us angry and full of angst. But we have a spirit that God has given us, a power and a spirit of peace. And so we have to pray that over our country. Yvonne, thank you. You said God is always in control. He is victorious. Nothing happens that he does not allow. Amen and amen. Naomi says, Jesus, open the church doors. Amen and amen. Maria, praying for our church doors to open May 31st. Let's just believe it, guys. Be here Sunday, though. I do want to do a shout out here at Influence Church. We're going to have a great time together. We have a special treat for Mother's Day and a special treat for all of our children. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a blast. So be here. Bring your friends, just like you're coming to church. Be here for Mother's Day on Sunday. Leanne, good to see you. Yes, open doors, Father. Yes, amen. Praise God. So many of you are saying so many great things. Monica, no fear. God's got this. Amen. Yes. Choose faith over fear, Lisa. Amen. Amen. So you guys, just, I love that you're talking to one another. It's just, I'm just going to take a moment, you guys. There's some great new things happening, and we're beginning to bond together, beginning to pray together, beginning to communicate together. I think as I talked to you a few weeks ago about that righteous anger, and there has to be a point where we say enough is enough. Enough is enough. And we take a stand and we get bold. There are so many things you can do with your rights. Find out your rights. Read your amendment rights. And hey, you know, pray what God, I just know what God's telling me to do. And I'm taking action against the state of California personally. And I've signed some petitions because as a citizen, I have a right to do that. I do not like the liberal stand. I don't like the stand that's walking away from God. I don't like this stand that is pro-choice. We've got to repent. And these are just things, I'm sorry, we got to pray about this, guys. We got to repent. We have taken so many lives through abortion, and God, just, we've got to be held accountable as a nation. And just as Habakkuk said, we've become drunkards. We have become calloused. Guys, we've got to wake up. The church has to wake up, and we have to take a stand. So I'm going to ask you guys, just if there's petitions you feel that you need to sign, if there's something you can send to our governor and our leaders, stand up, church. Stand up and let your voice be known. So I think it's just very important that we do that. So you guys, our time is gone, and I've loved this. Pray, love you guys. So many of you are continuing anime. Praise God. God is working on our behalf. Amen. Patty Hill, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Rachel, good to have you. You've just said some great things. A lot of you guys are giving Terry, Ephesians 6:10. You're giving scriptures. Patty Hill, power and praise and peace. Amen. Michelle, good to have you here. Prophesy. Yes, Prophesy May 31st. If you've not downloaded our song, Prophesy from Influence Music, get that and just sing that song. Prophesy that song over May 31st. Believe God and start praying it, saying it. Remember what I said to you, whatever you allow your mind to think will be your reality. So prophesy, speak it, say it, walk it, live it. Speak it out as though it's truth. That's exactly what God's called us to do. So many of you are sharing. So, hey guys, I love you. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday here at Influence Church for Mother's Day. I'm going to be bringing a word. I'm so excited. I'm going to talk about the first family that God quarantined and God gave stay-at-home orders to, and how they had to wait for God's perfect timing because God was working in the wait. So I'll be sharing that message with you on Sunday. Be here for Mother's Day. I love you. You mean the world to me. Continue to pray. God is moving. Revival is coming. The church is waking up. And to just pray for our president and our leaders and our churches today. Love you guys. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.